Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Look at this, my fat butt is pushing the seat way down. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And seriously, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room. All that wonderful stuff that we all want to get involved with. Right? And I want you to pay attention. That's the other thing. I'm still getting emails from people. I'm amazed at how many people really don't understand, don't know, don't have a clue as to what's going on. And yet they're out there talking like it's real, like they really have a clue as to what they're talking about. So, what I want you to do is, head over to the real, listen to me, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Again, you get the information you need, and everybody's happy. At least that's what I'm told, anyway. All right, let's get at it. I mean, because, again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and you're engaged in the conversation. We've got, in Florida, the polls have closed there. And a lot of Trump wins. I'm truly amazed. No, I shouldn't say I'm amazed. And I'm not surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised at all the Trump wins. Right? And, God, I'm somebody just sent me a link to something that just floored me. But we'll get to that later. So anyway, you've got the numbers that are coming in. It looks like it's going to be Charlie Crist facing off against DeSantis, which I'm not really worried about. I don't really care. He's got nothing. He has flip-flopped several times back and forth between Republican and Democrat, which means he just can't make up his mind. I mean, if you really think about it, right? If you really want to say, if you really want to get involved in the conversation, but you don't want to really say anything, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. There's really a lot going on there, a lot to discuss. It'll give you the information you need. And it's not just me saying stuff. Right? I give you facts. I give you stuff that you step out of. Stuff that you can actually, truly talk about. Anyway, again, as I said, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I love that one, too. Okay, one thing at a time. Joe Biden is expected to announce $10,000 student loan forgiveness. I mean, we must be getting close to election time. You know how I can tell? Because the Democrat president is giving away all kinds of things that should buy him some votes and cost the taxpayers a boatload of money. That's all I know. I mean, really. Now, Biden is expected to announce a much-anticipated loan forgiveness program. Sources familiar with the plan told the Associated Press that Americans are poised to foot a nearly $300 billion deal with President. Who forced these kids to take these loans? Kids, you heard me, kids. Who forced them? And now you're gonna, now the federal government's gonna step in and go, well, we're sorry, we have a lot of debt, we're gonna give you 10 grand. Well, how about 10 grand to everyone, like my wife, who paid her own way through college? So now she's penalized for being successful. How does that, and this is what they want. They want you guys dependent on the government. Totally dependent on the government. Americans are poised to foot the bill on nearly $300 billion. You got that? That's a whole bunch of money. Now, according to the model that they're going to use, it's a one-time maximum debt forgiveness of $10,000 for borrowers who make less than $125,000. Most of these kids who just got out of school, just got out of school within the last 5 years of college, there is no way in the sweet God's earth that they're making that much money. This is not happening. Now, the cost will increase about $330 billion if the program is continued over the standard 10-year window. Now, the precise details of Biden's plan are kept secret at this point. Still not finalized, still putting the dots and crossing the T's, which scares me right there. Right? Progressives and liberals have hounded the president to provide broader relief to hard-hit borrowers. Why not defer it? Why do you have to wipe it out? I don't get any of this. Actually, there's no reason for it. Not even that I don't get it. There's just no reason for it, okay? The nation's student debt now tops $1.6 trillion. You know, we talked about this on the show years ago. 3, 4, 5 years ago. How the student loan debt was going to top, it was just going to take us down. It's not easy to come out from under. Joe Messina, your host, a lot more. Hey, Brad Dacus joining us after the break. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina's host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of the results are rolling in New York. Terry Nadler, look like he's going to push out Carolyn Maloney. That's that kind of weird new district that was created in New York since they lost the seat. But, well, you Dems in New York, you don't care, do you? You either vote for half brain dead or just half dead. I mean, Jerry Nadler, he was in the forum that he had with the woman he was running against.
He couldn't answer a question, and not because he was trying to lie. He didn't know what they were talking about. When they asked him about some of his accomplishments, he claimed that one of his greatest accomplishments, ready for this one, was impeaching Trump four times. I mean, impeaching Bush four times. Yeah, you heard me right. Impeaching Bush four times. I'm sorry, unless I've been in a coma, I thought, was it Trump? And it was only twice, right? It's just amazing. It never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me bring him on. Brad Dankus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that does great things for your rights, not just on school campuses, but all across the country. So I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate the time that you listen. Send me emails, because a lot of you really want to ask questions ahead of time and love when Brad's on. Brad, always appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, I look forward to it every week. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you got to get out more, bro. Really, seriously. Yeah. So, listen, because we get to yakking, and then I kind of back you in the corner and say, quick, tell people what everything's all about. Yeah, let's not do it this time. This time, tell people, we're going to do it in the front end. Tell people what PJI is all about, how they can help you, how they can get a hold of you, kind of thing.
Oh, you bet, Joe. Yeah, we are an aggressive, nonprofit legal organization specializing in defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of life, all throughout the United States. We do all our work without charge, and we really work hard to make sure that everyone gets the help that they need. We have offices coast to coast, more than any other organization of our kind. And we don't just cherry pick the high profile cases. So if anyone needs assistance, they shouldn't hesitate to contact us. And I want to let them know that we have about 95% of our tickets sold for our big gala coming up in October 22nd. It's two months away, and yet we already have about 95% of the tickets sold.
Wow.
We're going to have Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be speaking. Along with Todd Starnes and Charlie Kirk. It's going to be absolutely fantastic, the JW Marriott in Anaheim. So I'm just saying, if anyone is at all thinking about attending, it's going to be sold out. We think it's going to be sold out in the very near future. So, I don't like when people say, well, wait a minute, it's all sold out. I was going to get tickets. And so I just want to let people know it's we still have tickets, but 95% sold, so wow. I encourage people to go to the website and sign up to get our newsletter, our free newsletter, at pji.org, pji.org.
Yeah, it's easy, people. You always scream that you don't know where to turn, you don't know what to do. I will tell you that on several listeners who have reached out for help, have got that help, and they're there to help. They've helped me personally. I'm telling you, you got to pay attention, you got to get involved. You got to reach out, but you also have to help support. That's one thing we conservatives, we're not very good at. You know, I mean, again, I realize that some of you think we ought to be doing things from the goodness of our heart and all that, and we do. I mean, look at, they do all their services free, but somebody has to pay for those. The court doesn't say to them, oh, I know you guys, you do great work. We're going to waive all your fees today. It doesn't work that way. You know, I think some of our conservative buddies don't... I know you don't want to offend anybody, so I will. But some of our conservative buddies do not know how to crack their wallet open. They figure you should be doing it all. Anyway, let's have some fun here. Eric Swalwell got beat up online yesterday. I was one of the ones that was beating on him. He actually stated that the separation of church and state is in the Bill of Rights. Okay? These are the people that we have running this country. These are the people, they do not know the Constitution, they don't know the Bill of Rights, they have no clue as to what the Declaration actually is, let alone how to use it, and these are the guys we keep voting back in. I just find this amazing, head-spinningly amazing. Don't you?
Oh, yes. It's pretty baffling when we see how people get elected, and, you know, frankly, you know, right now, you know, I thought we would, you know, be expecting a solid sweep through the Senate, at least the, you know, assurance that the Republicans are going to take control. But it doesn't look like that now. It looks like there's a good chance that that they won't. And I'm just sort of scratching my head, thinking, well, what policies are the Biden administration are they voting for? Is it foreign policy?
Well, I'd be really careful with that, because you know that the polls have bit us before. The polls are designed to keep people away, keep people from voting. If Republicans get, they feel like, oh my God, we just can't win, they're not going to show up, and we need to make sure they don't get like that.
Oh, that's very, very true. And in fact, there are many tight races all the way down to the local level. So people definitely need to vote. Pivotal states Nevada, Arizona, races up and down California, school board elections that are very important. Some are forecasting this could be a major game changer for school boards across the country. But it requires people to vote. And so I agree with you 100%. In fact, we're helping churches actually do voter registration Sundays. We have over 700 churches now that have agreed to do voter registration after church, at their churches, before the midterm election. And people are interested in doing that at their church. It's easy to do. We have an office in Palmdale that is working with everyone across the country wanting to do that. And this is contact us at pji.org. Ask for that information, and we'll be happy to connect you with Peter Moore, the director of that office.
Again, people, the other thing, too, is, though, you can't just do voter registration. When we're working with these churches, I tell them a couple things. You have to encourage your people to go out to vote, because we can register all we want to. In the last election here in California, we only had a 30% turnout of Republican conservatives. If you evangelicals don't get off your butt and actually go vote, then you don't expect abortion to be turned up. Expect abortion to be not just the law of the land, but something you're not going to be able to stop in our schools. Our young kids can get abortions. Parents don't have to know. I mean, it is really egregious. We'll talk more about this inside the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the National bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Prosecutors in Georgia say two officers accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks during a traffic stop in 2020 had reasonable cause. Brooks was passed out in the drive-thru of a Wendy's in Atlanta. When officers arrived, Brooks resisted arrest, which resulted in the officers shooting and killing Brooks. The prosecutor saying the officers acted in the best way they could and were protecting themselves from harm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Joey, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-733-5563, and let me bring him on, Brad Dinkins. Always love when he's on with me. And Brad, before we get rolling again, you know, you're so modest about so many things, okay? I always tell people that if they really want to know what's going on, if they really want to know how to push back, they really want to know how to fight, then what they have to do is, you know, get the right information. They have to listen to the right people. They have to step out of the information they get and be willing to step out on it. And you've got your own show. You've got you're imparting information not once a week on Joe Messina's show, but you're actually pretty much doing it every day somewhere in this country. So tell people how they can hear you, how they can get more information about you, because it's helped me tremendously, and you know it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. Yeah, we have the Dacus Report, and that's on stations and transmitters across the country. And then we have The Legal Edge. That's a commentary Monday through Friday on stations all across the country. And then there's also CSN To Every Man an Answer. That's another show I'm on every Friday from 3 to 4 Pacific time. And of course, this one, and then there's some, like, local stations like KFAX. But, yeah, if they want information about that or the His Channel show that we have, Brad Dacus Live, it's a streaming video, you know, show, they just go to our website, pji.org, and click, probably click media, and you'll find information there and be able to click it. HisChannel.com is where Brad Dacus Live is located. Anyone can have access to that, no matter where they are. I appreciate you mentioning that. We don't pay for our airtime. It's all donated, radio time, airtime. So we're very grateful that we're able to get out that information and help so many across the country for free.
Yeah, it is in, look at, I know we're kind of off topic, off subject to a degree here, but you know, I've been working with local school board members. I've helped a few school board members across the country. And, you know, my complaint with you for years has been we need school board members that are willing to step up, not be afraid of what the other trustees feel about them or what the superintendent is going to say or anything along those lines, and do the right thing for the kids and do the right thing, you know, for the parents and the teachers. And And finally, we got a group of parents together up here. And part of it came, I won't take total credit for it, but part of it came because as they were rising up and as they were getting mad, as they were reaching out, nobody was getting back to them. Nobody was helping them. And I went out and spoke to about 200 of them at a meeting, and I said, look, you got more power than you think you have. And I walked them through the process by which they can put things on the agenda, which they can push back, which, you know, they can actually help the trustees. They can crack the door for me to be able to open my mouth to do something. And after about 3 or 4 months of that, they started putting these processes into action, and they made changes. And once they saw that they were making changes, and once they saw they were making inroads, all of a sudden, they started coming more often. They started doing more work, and a dozen of those people, or half a dozen of those people, stepped up to run for school board. So now we have eight candidates for just as many seats that will be trying to push out progressive Democrats, and they are family first, children first, parent first candidates, and they're not afraid to speak it out, and they're getting a lot of traction. But, you know, we need to tell parents they have those rights. They can come forward. They can get the help that they need. And like I said, evangelicals need to get off their butts, stop complaining, and tell me this is God's will. God's will is for you to get off your butt. And the Bible even tells you to go out and find godly men and women to rule over you. So now that I've eaten up a whole bunch of your time, am I right?
No, I appreciate it. Joe, you know, you're absolutely right. And that's one reason why out of our church engagement office in Palmdale, California, we do a number of things. We have the voter registration Sundays. But we're also working to encourage churches and pastors to openly and aggressively look at among their congregation for people who might be good, respected, competent people with proper temperament to run for a local office like school board. So that's and that's something we're really helping to facilitate very aggressively, and we're also looking actually to help have churches help put together poll watchers and poll workers. Yeah. We've seen that's very important, especially in blue states and or blue cities where so much corruption can so easily take place by those who do not have much respect for right and wrong when it comes to people
much.
Just trying to get their way.
I don't have any respect.
Yeah.
Are you serious? I find it interesting. Well, anyway, this is, I don't want to get too down the road of politics as a whole. Okay. You and I kind of talked about this offline, which was up in Berkeley, there is now an off-campus student housing up there. And in essence, to cut through all the BS, bottom line with is white people need not apply. Not only need white people not apply, but if there's going to be a white person on in the building, in the in the common areas, they must leave immediately if a black person walks in or a person of color. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, how does that happen? How can that be real? Is that even legal?
Yeah, I would contend it's not legal, it's segregationism. It's Brown versus Board of Education 1, Brown versus Board of Education 2. The court stepped in and said you cannot, and especially government cannot have institutions that overtly discriminate in favor of one race over another or engage in segregation. That's what that was about, Brown versus Board of Education. Separate is, you can't have separate but equal. Well, here you're treating white people like they have leprosy. I mean, it's disgusting, absolutely disgusting, and it's lined with racist hatred toward white people, and people can try to justify it all they want, but it is what it is on its face. It's unconstitutional. I think that I'm now, here's my optimism coming in. I think that there is enough common sense and pressure that's going to be coming in against Berkeley that they're going to squash that. We have to see. Well, I think in a matter of just a few weeks, we'll see if they take a firm action to do that. And if they don't, then we could easily see a lawsuit in the making in the not too distant future.
Yeah, I hope so. See, I'm amazed that people don't know it, but Berkeley supposedly was the bastion of liberalism. It was the bastion of freedom of speech. It was the bastion of all this stuff that ultimately. That
that should have been carried over. Actually, they would have been, in today's vernacular, they would have been conservative Republicans, you know, based on what's going on right now, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. Those who are for free speech and, you know, free exchange of thoughts and ideas, they were liberals, you know, back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. And yet today, that same kind of thought would be clearly conservative and Republican, because those are the people who are just grabbing onto the Constitution to preserve it and preserve those freedoms and liberties. The totalitarians are those who are from the far left, who say, no, there's only one way of thinking, and we will silence you and destroy you if you do not agree with our thinking. It's very sad, and yet to see that happening at Berkeley and universities really all across the country is something that is worthy of taking note of, and hopefully reversing with public pressure and many students saying, you know, I don't want to go to school in that kind of an environment for 4 years. And we're hoping more and more students and parents will see the light.
Yeah, yeah. God bless. I wish they would. I wish we could. We need to be verbally beating on these people to step up. I know it's kind of my theme tonight. I can't seem to get off it, which is evangelicals need to stop whining, stop blaming everything on God, step up and do what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, I'm always amazed that when things go sideways, I go, well, you know, it must have been what God wanted. Why? Did you get up and do what he wanted? Did you get up and actually protect the little kids like Jesus said? I mean, what are you doing about all of this? And it does. It makes them nuts, but the reality is because it's convicting them, if you would, to a big degree. So.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Christian
colleges, because of the new laws that have been passed, they're being forced to house men in women dorms. And I can't see this federal court that just ruled that Christian universities, they don't have a right to house students in dorms that align with their biological sex. That's going to be a heck of a lawsuit that should be able to be brought forward. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entry and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me, 55 Radio. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me, and I appreciate the time you show up in the chat room, or whether you're texting or tweeting or discussing through email, wherever. Again, I appreciate the time you spend with me, because I know time is precious. You could be doing other things, but you're hanging out with me, talking with me, and dealing with me, I guess, when I start to get a little crazy on my rants. Brad Dacus joins me. He is a founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always a pleasure to have him with us. Well, Brad, you know, again, if people are going to be in town, they better make plans soon, but if they're going to be in town on the third week of October, is it? 22nd-ish?
That's right, the 22nd of October.
Hey, pretty good.
In Orange County. That's right. It's going to be a big event at the J.W. Marriott.
You went over that too fast. If you're going to be in town, giving your sad money to Disney, okay, people who can't stand your guts, then you need to give some money to Pacific Justice Institute and come to their, you know, to their celebration, and now you can go from there. I had to premise it for you, so people had the right idea, right? You spend your money at Disney, flush it, take the good money, go see Brad.
Thank you. And our event will not be at Disneyland.
No.
It's going to be at the J.W. Marriott in Anaheim. I've had my fill of Disney. It's beyond tolerable in any way, shape, or form. So, if people want to attend our big event, it's going to be absolutely fantastic with Governor Mike Huckabee, Charlie Kirk, Todd Sarnes. It's going to be absolutely fantastic, and of course, I'll be speaking as well. But I encourage people to just go to our website, dji.org. Tickets could be sold out by the end of this next week, even though it's 2 months away. Because we already have about 95% of the tickets sold, so it's going to be a great event. The food is absolutely fantastic. I believe it's filet mignon. It's the dessert is going to be it's really good.
Well, listen, I would get slighted at these things because there's never lasagna, there's never meatballs, cannolis wouldn't be a bad dessert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, but the lobster bisque, I'm sure people won't complain
No, they're not going to complain. I get it. I just always joke with the fact that whenever I go to one of these dinners or I go to any one of these events, it's always Mexican or American fare or, you know, something I've never seen in my life, some kind of new wave type of food. What do they call that? Fusion cooking or something like that, you know? And then,
Yeah.
I don't want anything fused together. I just want it cooked, and I'll eat it, you know? That's really that simple. Anyway. So a couple of things that again, we were talking about a little bit, the Christian colleges they believe that they're being forced by federal law to house men in women's dormitories. Now it's the College of the Ozarks and they challenged the order in the lawsuit of 2021, right? Now another law firm, ADF, was defending them, but they still lost in court, in the regular courts.
Right.
Now they can
they did.
I mean, they can still go to the Supreme Court with this, and you feel they should, right?
Right. It's going to be appealed, and I believe it will. The Supreme Court, if it's not resolved at circuit court level, either en banc or otherwise, then I believe the Supreme Court will take it up, and I believe they'll rule in favor of the College of the Ozarks, simply because the issue involves a liberal interpretation of Title VII and how it applies to the Civil Rights Act and how it applies to students. Well, the reason it's such an issue is because the majority of the Supreme Court upheld the redefining of the term sex as was written, decades ago to redefine that. And this is, real disappointing that we had, one of the conservative justices, Neil Gorsuch, flipped the other way and ruled that, sex is actually includes gender identity. And when it comes to employment under Title VII, it was a very shocking that he would do something so activist and so out of touch with in direct conflict with the original intent of the law and the statutes. Nonetheless, so now the attempt is, hey, let's take that same kind of language on the civil rights statutes and apply it to housing, federal housing guidelines, and saying, hey, sex discrimination also applies to gender identity. So therefore, you have to let men who claim that they feel like they're a female to be able to go in and be in the girls' dorms, the girls' showers, the girls' locker rooms, be naked in front of the girls while they're, showering at the same time. I'm just being very explicit so people understand the breadth of this. And I do not believe this Supreme Court, which has now shifted with Amy Coney Barrett on the court, I don't see them upholding that definition as applied to students and housing. I think in the end they're going to rule appropriately. But it's just sad that we have an entire political party that is committed to this kind of sick disrespect for our girls in our colleges and universities across America. It is disgusting. And we need to be able to preserve. We're not talking about a UC system or the state university. We're talking about the rights of a private, solid Christian college simply to be able to carry out their faith and what they think is decent and respectful and biblical.
Yeah, I love this stuff, though. When I read these stories, a lot of times I'll read about a lesbian couple that was working at the church or working for one of these organizations and then came out as a couple, came out as married, and then they sue. And they sue for discrimination. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. When you went to work there, you signed an agreement that said that you would live by biblical principle. Now, whether you, as far as I know, and I think you can affirm, Ignorance of the law is no excuse when you're in trouble, right? I mean, just because you didn't know it was against the law doesn't mean it's not against the law and you're going to get off easy. These people went in there. They signed. Under penalty of perjury, they signed these agreements. They signed these contracts, if you would, that said that they knew they were with a Christian organization. And yet, time after time after time, the court awards these people either big money, back pay, or whatever. I don't understand any of this. It's very discouraging.
Yeah, it is disturbing when you see people. See, we're not talking about tolerance here. We're talking about a radical LGBTQ mindset that is not satisfied until they force everyone to think and believe the way they mm-hmm. do, and to force them to renounce their faith, to tear up the scriptures. And until that happens, they're not satisfied. They want to cram their ideology down everyone's throat and get rid of a free society with free thought, free expression, and freedom of beliefs. It's very, very dangerous. Unfortunately, that is their ideologue from the top down. And it's something that we need to understand is a very serious threat to long term to civil liberties and human rights in America.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And all right, so we're going to move on to another quick one. A Wisconsin school board has banned the Pride and BLM flags from the classroom. Now, when I first saw this, my first thought was, well, okay, that, you know, they decided to do that for their area. And that's cool and everything else. And I got to think a little later on, can they actually do this? Can they actually ban things from inside the schoolroom where the teacher has a little latitude to, as a freedom of speech goes? But where does this fall in all of this?
Yeah. Policies by school districts need to be policies that are inclusive for all students, that all students have a healthy, warm, learning environment, that they don't feel isolated, they don't feel excluded, they don't feel harassed, belittled because of their beliefs. A healthy school environment where they really put children first is one where they don't bring in controversial positions and things like that that are going to be a distraction, isolation, stress, anxiety, et cetera, for any of the students. So just like a school board would not want a teacher to put up a big banner banner with a big picture of Donald Trump and the Republican Party and Ronald Reagan. You know, if they just did that all throughout a classroom, that would be very intimidating for those kids coming from families that don't like Trump, who aren't Republican. So it's the same basic principle. You want that classroom to be one where every child is in an environment where they feel like they can thrive and not be distracted and be belittled and demeaned because of some ideology that the teacher decides that she wants or he wants to push on these kids. It's very common sense, very, very common sense. And I think that Wisconsin clearly did the right thing, and I'm sure they'd do the same thing if there was some other kind of – if you put up a Christian flag, for example, in the classroom, they would say the same thing. That's isolating and making kids who have of other faiths or Jewish faith being feeling very uncomfortable and not inclusive and not a good learning environment.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have time to go over it, but that Boston City Hall Christian flag thing that they took on, and the judges came back and said, no, you have to fly the Christian flag. If you fly every other organization's flag, you have to fly theirs as well. You can't discriminate, period. And everybody was worried they were going to stop flying the flags as a whole because they flew different ones on different days. But, you know, again, they stuck with it. Boston stuck with it. And you're flying the Christian flag for a whole day. So, Brad Dacus, PJI.org, PJI.org, people, Pacific Justice Institute. Head over there, check them out, help them out. Always a blessing to have you on with me, Brad. God bless. All right, people, we'll be back in a little bit. Go heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back. I got a lot to talk about.